Also, having online support available for vulnerable groups and having hotline or helpline workers prepared to deal with domestic violence issues during an ongoing health crisis such as COVID-19. The actualization of assistance systems that can help women and girls as victims of domestic violence during pandemics is crucial. Emergency warning systems must be prepared and made available for individuals experiencing domestic violence during a pandemic. This way, women can make others aware of being in danger. Additionally, ways to monitor women's risk for violence during a pandemic need to be developed. For example, providing telemedicine as a way to maintain contact with many families and paying attention to non-verbal cues might be a way to screen for domestic violence and abuse. Furthermore, generating varied and reliable ways in which women can contact law enforcement and reach out to medical providers is vital. Another important action to plan for involves sustaining a more effective power balance between political and public approaches that can improve the negative effects of COVID-19, because these effects can worsen violent behaviors. Also, training healthcare workers on how to screen for potential victims of family violence is critical for them to be able to overcome barriers that prevent them from providing effective screening.